I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples from the Police Department. Identity theft and scams are items that we are hearing more about in the reports from the Police Department. It also sounds like some of these are happening at victims' mailboxes. How can we prevent some of these identity theft situations?
So some of the things, Tom, to prevent identity theft and being victims of fraud and scams is just knowing the warning signs, really. There are several warning signs that indicate you might be dealing with a scammer, and some of those are calling or emailing you and claiming to be from a government or asking you to pay money, asking you to pay money or taxes up front for a prize or a gift, and asking you to wire them money or send money by courier or put money on a prepaid card or gift card and send it to them. Asking for access to your money, such as an ATM card or bank account, most businesses will not do that. They'll provide you ways of paying. And then also, one of the other things we see a lot is they're pressuring you to act now, or else the deal will go away. You may be seeing that, provided that they're going to give you a really good deal on what they're doing or selling, or some sort of service, or someone seems to be trying hard to give you a great deal at that point. One of the things we see a lot is they want you to act right this minute, right now, because the quicker they can get you to act, the less you think about what you're doing.
Now, when we start getting calls from folks that say that they're from the IRS or from a government agency, usually that's a big red flag, isn't it?
That is a big red flag. Government, whether it's local or state or federal government, will not call you and ask you for money and will not ask for your account information or access to your accounts. Most of that will be done by mail. So if that's being done, that's one of the, like you said, one of the major red flags that to hang up or discontinue that conversation as quickly as possible.
Now, your department has had some recent investigations where people have been victimized by items taken from their mailbox. Is there an easy way to help reduce those chances?
At this point right now, we're still learning more from this investigation. We believe that there are several jurisdictions involved, and I'm talking more than five to ten involved, and so we're not sure what's going on with that right now. We do have leads on some actual suspects. We believe that they're stealing your mail and then taking what they need to access, whether it's your bank account or even your account information that is going to that particular business or that particular billing company, and taking that out of the package and putting back in the rest of the mail so it looks like nothing ever came out of the mail, and then they're going around and using your information.
Has coronavirus or COVID-19, has this created some new opportunities for people that are trying to pull these scams?
Unfortunately, the bad guys will always find new ways to scam our victims and scam our citizens. And so they've taken opportunity in this as well. Usually it's a IRS scam or some other type of scam. You know, like I said, they're going to try to give you gifts or whatever it may be. But now we're seeing scams to offer you tests, to offer you free tests or discounted information in reference to the coronavirus. And unfortunately, it's just it's a terrible time that we're dealing with, and these bad guys are taking advantage of it and trying to trick you into giving them your information.
Sounds like, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
That, you hit the nail on the head right there. If it sounds too good, it's probably wrong.
If you think you may be a victim of identity theft or some type of scam, what's your first step?
A couple of the first steps would be to gather that information, or if, you know, these don't just come in by phone call, they come in text messages, emails, and they're just going to continue. So the best thing would be to do is document that and take pictures of your messages or keep your recordings, and then contact your local police department, and we will work with you to handle that. Also, you have, you know, city, county, and state consumer offices offer a variety of important services. They may prosecute. They may, if we have enough information, they may look at licenses of businesses that are doing this. Or we're going to always try to work with state, local, and federal government to take care of these issues.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.